last week we had discussion on very famous words, fifth chapter of first kind of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is Tadva Visargo Janataka Viplavo. So if you want to recall any point we discussed last time, any point you want to recall, anything you want to share what we discussed last time on this sloka? In brief,
though the literature is not written in a proper way, even if it is not written in a proper way, but once reading and following these slokas, one will definitely improve in his qualities. And secondly, that janata ka viplava matlab, it will create revolution in the sinful persons.
Yes.
And particularly the Sunanti Gayanti Vnanti Sahara.
Yeah.
Navani Arantase Asanti Gayanti.
Yes, you said anything?
Yeah, and we have taken it to the various levels, and from criticizing devotees or something like that.
That was the earlier sloka.
That was 10th.
That was 10th sloka.
Vyasa.
That is
Vyasantirtha.
Ansavritti.
That was the Ansavritti and Vyasavritti. Kurovritti. In the last, before that there was a sloka of you know, Hansavritti and Crow tendency, yes, two tendencies. So that we discussed. In the last, we want to share more point. Martin, you would say something, Rory? So lastly, we also thought about how Prabhupada has given wonderful examples or the mood of devotee revolution in the society, and he quoted the present situation of China war that time Prabhupada was facing. And
for this purpose he has taken Bhagavatam along with him to Western countries.
Yeah, we also added this point that what the luggage he carried to US while going first time to US. So there was bunch of Srimad Bhagavatam copies, and that was the weapon he was using, as he wanted to preach, but there should be something with him what he can carry with him to preach. So he wanted this Janataga Viplava, he wanted revolution, and he was doing it. And that's why he mentioned in the last line of the purport about how Narad has kindly appeared. So I, you know, thought that, you know, I understood something like this, that this sloka was specifically written only for Prabhupada more than Vyasadeva. You know? I mean, of course Vyasadeva, but this is something like Narad Muni is practically asking Prabhupada personally that I am there with you and you please proceed, my blessings are there. You will be successful in your mission of fulfilling the desire of your Guru. So this is something like a blessings by Narad Muni to Prabhupada, who is following the footsteps of Narad Muni. You know, Prabhupada once said that I am taking, you know, the curse what he got from Daksha to stay not more than 3 days at one place, so I'm accepting that on me, and now I wish my disciples also, my followers also, you know, follow that, delivering devotees. So that there were some of these few points we discussed in the last purport. Yes, Bhagavatam. So nice point. Bhagavatam is so powerful, it has power to bring the revolution in society. Yeah, it's so powerful. It's not different from Krishna. The light of Bhagavat can decimate all the darkness of ignorance in this present age of Kali. When I was talking to Sarvabhauma Prabhu yesterday in the morning, so he was asking me about the different qualities of Kali Yuga can also be discussed. So when we discuss the different qualities of Kali Yuga, so the hope is Srimad Bhagavatam in the midst of this O son of shark, O son of, you know, problems or dosha. So today we are happy and very fortunate to have Sarvabhauma Prabhu with us to discuss the following slokas on Srimad Bhagavatam. He has got wonderful understanding and realization of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he is also teaching Bhakti Vaibhav course in practice in Vyayachi. So we have our opportunity, so better we discuss, start discussion with him by his guidance.
What is the next verse? We have to go to the next verse, right?
Knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of infallible God. What then is the use of fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord?
Shall we go forward with the purport? You should continue the purport.
Well, you continue. Look it. Yeah, the explanation is going for now.
Purport. As referred to above, not only ordinary literature devoid of transcendental glorification of the Lord condemned, but also Vedic literature and speculation on the subject of impersonal Brahman, when they are devoid of devotional service. When speculation on the impersonal Brahman is condemned on the above ground, then what to speak of ordinary fruity work, which is not meant to fulfill the aim of devotional service? Such speculative knowledge and fruity work cannot lead one to goal of perfection. Fruity work, in which almost all people in general are engaged, is always sinful, always painful, either at the beginning or at the end. It can be fruitful only when made subservient to the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is confirmed that the result of such fruity work may be offered for the service of the Lord, otherwise it leads to material bondage. The bona fide enjoyer of the fruity work is the personality of Godhead, and thus when it is engaged for the sense gratification of the living beings, it becomes an acute source of trouble.
So, this is a meeting of the Narada and Vyasadeva in Badrika Ashram, in his ashram. They are sitting at the bank of river Saraswati. The interesting word Narada is used for Vyasadeva is Prabhu, which is very extraordinary word the spiritual master using for the disciple, he said, Prabhu. So this is some very interesting parampara which is continuing in our. So, what we are hearing is, Vyasadeva has already compiled everything, but he was not satisfied himself. So, Narada praised him that you have already done Mahabharata, nice work you have done. And then he said, that's all right, but it's still. I am not satisfied. You see within me what is deficient. So this is most important, that until unless we feel we have something lacking, there will be no help really to advance. We think we are complete, then there is no hope. So always there must be feeling that I don't know. I need to know and somebody should help me. So this is Vyasadeva's mood. Actually both are incarnation of Supreme Lord. is only simply for the parampara, that there must be a guru and the parampara, it should be authorized parampara of Bhagavatam. That is only the reason this dialogue is there, to make a authorized parampara of Bhagavatam. Otherwise, Vyasadeva's incarnation, he has compiled everything. But this one, to establish the parampara, this is the incarnation for the Vedas, was not really satisfied until unless the bhakti avatar Narada has guided him. So, what we are hearing now is the defect in the Vyasadeva's compilation, which Narada is pointing out. That you have described a lot about the impersonal Brahma, you have described a lot about the fruitive activities, but you, that you are all literature lacking in glorifying the Supreme Lord. That is the defect. You have a little bit here and there glorifying the Supreme Lord, but it's not prominent. The other things are, you have made more prominent. So this is going to be confusing for the future generations. So this verse which we are discussing today, huh? Neshkaramayam api. Neshkaramayam, what is the meaning of Neshkaramayam?
Nishkamkara.
Spiritual.
Neshkaramayam. This is a very, very, very powerful word, Neshkaramayam. What Srila Prabhupada has given translation, spiritual realization.
Spiritualization, yeah.
Neshkaramayam, you have to find really more understanding of this. Neshkaramayam means spiritual realization. Any process of a spiritual realization. So what are the processes usually Srila Prabhupada give for a spiritual realization? There are, what type of transcendentalists are there? Karma yogis, jnana yogis, mystic yogis, bhakti yogis, these are all Neshkaramayam in one sense, because they are on the path of self-realization. Neshkaramayam api, even if he is on the path of self-realization, then what is the next word?
Achyutta
bhava varjitam. If there is no bhava, actually bhava means which is next to the prem. If you don't have a love for achyutta, actually it means that. If you don't have a love for achyutta, bhava means just a stage before love. Krishna bhavana, if he is not achyutta bhava. Varjitam means if you don't have achyutta bhava, then api achyutta bhava varjitam na shobhate jnanam. Na shobhate. Shobhate means it doesn't look very nice, even if he has a knowledge. Jnanam. That's what Prabhupada's commentary is. Even the Vedic literature, if there is no glorification of achyutta, then it's not really good. Alam niranjanam, niranjanam. So what is the meaning of niranjanam?
Free from designation.
Free from designation, niranjanam. It's actually alak naranjanam, alak naranjanam. These are all impersonals. Niranjanam. It's a nirvishesh, something like that, niranjanam. That's what actually the whole thing is, niranjanam. So niranjanam, free from designations, is good for devotional service. There should be no designation. But this merging and leaving the designation of being soul is something like that. It appears like that. So na shobhate jnanam alam niranjanam. Alam niranjanam. That knowledge is, which is of impersonal realization, is not good, because there is no glorification of achyutta or love of achyutta. Kuta puna shashvad abhadram ishvare na charpitam karma yadapi akaranam. So this is, when that impersonal knowledge is not shobhate, then what to speak of the anything lower than that? That means doing sakam karma or nishkam karma yoga, and if it is not offered to the achyutta, not charpitam, if it is not offered, then what is the value of that? It means all processes are useless if there is no achyutta bhakti. This is the simple meaning. All process of self-realizations are useless if there is no achyuta bhakti. Isn't it? If there is no achyuta, love for achyuta. This is because karma has to give result if there is a bhakti. If there is no bhakti, there is no result of the karma. Gyan has to give result if there is a bhakti. If there is no bhakti, gyan will not give result. Yoga will give result only if there is a bhakti. Because all are dependent on bhakti. Even therefore, these Mayavadis, whatever we call impersonals, they use bhakti up to the level, and then this is why now we don't need bhakti. They need bhakti really to advance. Without that, they cannot. Only bhakti is independent. Bhakti don't need jnana, bhakti don't need karma. It is independent. So this bhakti, if there is no bhakti, all other processes are ultimately useless. That's what the whole verse actually means. Anybody who is on path of self-realization, if he has no Krishna prem, achyuta bhav, then all the method he is using are ultimately nashobhates. They are not really very nice. It's not good. That's what it means. So not only are the words important, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, not only words important, if there is no bhakti, the work is useless. Because the first verse is vachas. The previous verse is vachas. What is that verse?
The vag.
Vag means words. This is not words. This is book. This is shastra. That was words and this is little more. So, not only words, that work is useless. There's no bhakti, the work is useless. The realization coming from the words of the Veda is useless without bhakti. Why do we speak of mere spiritual knowledge? And why do we speak of nishkam karma? And so much more, sakam karma is useless without bhakti. That's what straightforward. Even knowledge devoid of fruitful intentions does not appear wonderful without bhakti. Knowledge without fruitive intention. It means those who are giving up the work. But it's still their knowledge, if there's no bhakti, it says, doesn't look beautiful, wonderful. In which one thinks of the Lord who has form of knowledge and builds achyuta bhava. The Lord who has a form of knowledge and bliss. Even if bhakti is present in jnana, and one thinks that the Lord and the bhakti are mixed with maya, then that does not produce liberation. The devoid of ignorance, niranjanam. Here the meaning of niranjanam is devoid of ignorance. Though one has realized knowledge, what is the use of that knowledge, alam? What then to speak of unrealized scriptural knowledge? One should not say that you can achieve liberation just by destroying ignorance. No. By the inconceivable energy of the Lord, the destroyed ignorance again rises. The Parishishta Vachanam, the Vasna Bhasya says, Jivanam muktapi punarbandhanam yanti karamadhi yadachintya mahashaktau bhagavatya aparadhina. Even the liberated person again get bound by karma if they commit offense against the Lord, possessor of the great inconceivable powers. You can have 100 examples. Many sannyasis, they become great sannyasis. They give up all the work, they give up families, but then they open the hospital and they start doing work. You can have so many other things going on. All these big name, Swami Falana, but what is going on is some, again, work. What type of work? Some work without any, they don't need any fruit, but they have to come back to work. So because there's no love for Krishna, so they have to come down. Even some go to the politics, even though this is for sannyasis go to the politics, but they have no other business there. So there is also, there it also says, Jivanam mukta prapadyante kvachid samsaravasanam yoginona vilapyante karambhir bhagavat paraha. Liberated souls sometimes are subjected to birth and death, but the yogis who surrender to the Lord are not touched by karma. Thus the effect of the jnana is destruction of karma. Jnana agni sarva karmani bhasamsat kurute arjuna. This is what it means. The knowledge destroy all the karma. O Arjuna, by the fire of knowledge all the karmas burn to the ashes. But that is not so wonderful, because concerning Rath Yatra and Vishnu Bhakti Chandraodaya of another Puran, it is said, Nano Vrajatiyo Mahad Vrajantam Jagat Ishwaram Jnanagnehe Dagdha Karmapi Sa Bhaveda Brahm Rakshasa. He who does not follow the Lord in the chariot, when he moves, become a Brahm Rakshas, even though he has destroyed all karma with the fire of knowledge. So it will also be said later, Aro yakircheda param padam tatah patantyadho anadrita yishmadangriha. After reaching the highest liberation with great difficulty, again they fall down, because they do not worship the lotus feet of the Lord. This is Bhagavatam 10th canto, 2nd chapter. Since jnana is devoid of real bhakti to the Lord, the offense is caused by thinking that Lord is material is unavoidable. Why jnana is not really giving result? Because there are offenses. What are the offenses? We think Lord is material. So this is unavoidable. If such jnana devoid bhakti is useless, what then to speak of karma, which is filled with desire for enjoyment and which causes suffering? Abhadram. Abhadram means not bhadra, abhadra. Suffering. At all times, sashwat. Karma always give repeated, continuous suffering. During practice and at the time of receiving the result. And then if the karma is without the goal of enjoyment, a karanam, because it is not offered to the Lord, it is not successful. Even if somebody does something and he don't want any result, there's no desire, but it is not offered to Krishna, then it has no result. So this is a little more elaboration on the words Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad has given. So self-realization without Bhagavat realization is useless. Self-realization without Bhagavat realization is useless. And without Bhagavat realization, it's not possible to have self-realization. And the example Srila Prabhupada used to give, when sun rises, then darkness goes automatically and we can see ourselves and we can see sun. So we can see the both. So God realization means to see the God and see ourselves also. So that's the example given. The God realization without our self-realization, without God realization is not complete. So with God realization, self-realization is automatic. So rising the darkness, nothing is seen, but the sun rises, we see ourselves, we see sun, and we see the world, and we see everything clearly. That's what it means, the God realization. So achyuta bhava is most important. Until unless somebody has a loving relationship with Krishna, in any scripture there is no description of loving service to the Krishna, to the achyuta, then all other processes are ultimately charamevi kevalam. It's just a labor and it's not going to give a result. In any way, so there are many couple of verses he has quoted. Chakrabarti Maharaj has quoted.
Is this the, I mean, is there something like Prabhupada has mentioned, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I think he mentioned about how it is something like to, if it is knowledge and karma and all the other process without achyuta bhav, it is, you give us an example of what that removing all the anarthas, but without achyuta bhav it can again come up.
Sometimes all these jnana will burn the karma. And the example sometimes they give the bamboo, when it is burnt, top it goes. But as soon as rain comes, it becomes more thicker and stronger bamboo. So they give this example, then when they really burn the karma with the jnana, but when there is again some temptation, then the karma will come back. And they come more stronger than before.
Is that sometimes applicable to devotees also?
The whole thing is descending mercy. Devotee is depending on descending mercy. He's not really claiming that by my effort I will achieve this. There is only the hope for the devotees that God will help him to overcome the obstacle. On the other hand, Jnani is completely dependent on his own efforts of acquiring knowledge and destroying ignorance. So because he is not dependent on mercy, so there is every chance that he falls. There is every chance, because ultimately everything in devotional is dependent on mercy, and in jnana it is everything is just dry and dependent on one's own efforts. One example we give is, jnani is like a grown-up son who wants to do his own thing, and bhakti is like a baby who is always dependent on the parents. So then parent will take care of him, he is not to really worry. So that's actually...
How do we understand this thing? Is that anywhere it's applicable about this achyuta bhav bharjita in the practitioner of devotional service?
If we really analyze the stages of devotional service ourselves, that bhav is the highest stage. As long as we are not reached to the bhav, there are any possibility that we can really revert at certain stage, because the anarthas are still there. Anarthas are even in bhav, there is a little tinge of anartha. Is this still there? But up till that, then there is more, even after nishtha, there is a little more firm determination that what we are doing is right. But still I have no taste, but I will just fix it. But before nishtha, there is some shaking, and therefore we have many examples of devotees. They came for a certain time, they practiced and then they left. Even big sannyasis, they are doing some business now, we can see. So it is. It means this stage was not even anartha nivarti, therefore there is... some things will come back.
So all the activities in Krishna consciousness by any preacher or any devotee should be more focused on achyuta bhav.
He said this whole movement is Krishna bhavana amrita sangha. So until unless there is a Krishna bhavana, and there are two things more are there in this verse. As such we see the verse Ishvare arpita. Even whatever we are doing, if we don't arpita, Ishvara arpita, Ishvare cha arpitam na arpitam. If it is not offered, so achyuta bhav and Krishna arpana.
Similar.
These are two things are needed for anything to be successful. Not one, two things are there. Even work. Sometimes devotees are simply doing work. I mean, they may not be really more in chanting or something, but if that work is offered, then it becomes devotion. So, achyuta bhav and achyuta arpanam. And this verse has two these most important words. Without that, even jnana, karma, nishkam, karma, all will not give a required result for self-realization. That's what it means. So here actually what Narad Muni is saying, that all your compiled literature has no achyut bhava. The people will not come to that stage of achyut bhava and Krishna arpana. They will just either they advance to go to the heavenly planet, or else they want to merge into the Brahm. That is what all your literature mostly focused on. So he's actually showing the defect in the compilation of literature of Vyasa. Actually what he's saying is this. Therefore Prabhupada says, even Vedic literature, Prabhupada's purport is focused on this one line. But also Vedic literature, any Vedic literature, if there is literature subject to impersonal, devoid of devotional service, there is also conflict. So this is, fruitive work is painful in the beginning of Bhadram, and it in the result is of Bhadram both. And this is what, which verse Srila Prabhupada is quoting in the purport. In the Bhagavad Gita it is confirmed that result of such work may be offered to the service of the Lord, otherwise it leads to the material bondage. What is that? Which verse of Bhagavad Gita is this? Evyarthat karmano anyatra loga karmandana. So both, but which verse is more appears to be here? This is third chapter appears to be more like Yajnartha Karamano Anyatra Karma Bandana. Because the ninth chapter verse has no bandana. Word. So the word bandhan is pointing to this word verse. Bhagavad Gita quoted, which verse quoted, that we have to really exercise.
3.9.
Yeah, so we should exercise and find out what is that verse which is quoted here. Sometimes Prabhupada just paraphrase the verse.
Yeah.
And he just paraphrased the verse with only one intention: if this is not offered, so Nurg has done so many donation of the cows, unlimited. But he says so many, you can count the particles of dust, you can count the drops of the rain, you can count the luminaries in the sky, but you cannot count how many cows I have given. But there is no achyut arpanam. The only defect is he has not said Krishna arpanam. This is one of the defects in his whole process of charity. No Krishna arpanam. I did this. The other thing, he made the delay in giving the justice between the fight of the two Brahman when same cow was given twice in donation. So nothing once given donation cannot be given in donation twice, same thing. And that he could not make decision in time. That's another reason they say that he has to go to become a lizard, even such a person. So only there is no achyut arpanam.
But by doing all the things achyut arpanam, after certain stage he will come to the stage of achyut bhava.
Usually these two words, if we really practice every day, even it may be a lip service in the beginning, but gradually it become habit. Whatever we do, before we start doing any endeavor or work to become achyuta bhava oriented, we should, this I am doing for the pleasure of Krishna Priti Arthe. I am doing it for the pleasure of Krishna. This is achyuta bhava. Why I am doing it? I am doing for the pleasure of Krishna. I am doing it for the pleasure of Hari Guru Vaishnava. This is the first stage. When we complete some work, and then whatever we get, say Krishna Arpanamastu. Krishna, I am offering you. You may not be practically offering it, but this bhava will gradually become a habit, and then it becomes really, actually it happens. So even when somebody, you know, even offer you garland, and then you have to say, you know, Krishna Karpana Vastu, I am offering it through the parampara. You just offer the obeisance to the spiritual master and hand it over further, then you are free. You think it's for you, then it's already implicated in some consequences. So anything when we get, whatever sometimes people give Krishna Arpana Vastu. So if we say this thing, when we get something, then we say Krishna Arpana Vastu. When we do something, we do it for pleasure of Krishna. These two, simply we make this nature, these two words will help us always to remain Krishna Achyuta Bhava and Krishna Ishwara Arpana. These two words we simply practice. Sometimes people give something, says Krishna Arpana Vastu. We may go for something, but at least we have to just practice this till we become really come to that stage. But it has to start from somewhere. So these two practices are good always. Even this, the pundits always say, I am doing Bhagavatam Krishna Priti Arthe. I am just doing it for Krishna's prayer. I am doing the study of Bhagavatam for Krishna's prayer, for Guru's prayer, for Vaishnava's prayer. Even we have to recite Bhagavatam to the Gaur Nitya, they relish the Bhagavatam. It's not for our enjoyment. That's the mood. I'm doing Bhagavatam for their pleasure. So recitation of Bhagavatam in front of the deities, the discussion of Bhagavatam, they relish it. And you will realize in due course of time, if there's any, you know, little misunderstanding of certain things, then from within the heart they immediately guide you that this is the right thing to say. And every preacher has this experience. Many times people ask some questions which usually we don't have reference in our mind, but all of a sudden something is sparked and we just give answer, and it is just right, good. And after a couple of years, we find the same thing in the scripture, exactly as it is. Every preacher has this experience. It means this is for the pleasure of Krishna, and it's Krishna Arpanam, then he will help us really to overcome the lacking in our efforts. He will help us not to go back on the old habits. That's what I think, you know, from some Puranas. Even at the last moment, our bodily condition may not be such that we can remember Krishna, but Krishna will remember us. At that time, we may not be able to remember, but he will remember. So this is the verse, I think, in some Purana.
There is one more question in this, that Prabhupada is writing in the purport that even the Vedic literatures are condemned by Narada. Then why this, sometimes, you know, it is a silly question, that why Vyasadeva took so much trouble and labor to write so many scriptures?
Because the people are in different modes, and the education, Vedic education, is from the animalistic propensity people to the highest elevated paramahansas. So you have in your university, you have to have really everything from the primary, even nursery, to the PhD. So that's what actually Vyasadeva has to do, thinking all these people's needs, because the peoples are always at a different levels. So therefore, there are still been among the followers of the Vedas, still the fight is going on. Some are Shaktas, some are Shaivites. Personalists and impersonalists are the two first divisions. And among the personalists, there are three: Shaivites, Shaktas, and Vaishnavas. They all worship some form, but they fight with one another. So because still the people are at the different influence of the different modes. So therefore, there is a need for everybody to advance and it take time for them really to come to the certain higher stage. So why was they compiled? There is also in fourth chapter we have, he saw the anomalies of the Kali Yuga and he thought how the people can be helped. So those people really who were under the influence of Kali Yuga, they are really degrading, for them he started compiling something. But then, what Vyasadeva is telling them, for the Paramahansas what you have done, but they are also highly elevated people, and these people can help the other people if they are, if they follow the Bhagavatam, then they can revolutionize the world. So these are the ordinary people who will not really understand Bhagavatam, but the people who know Bhagavatam can inspire the many, many ignorant people really to become devotees. So this Bhagavatam is Paramahansa Sahita. It is a Paramahansa Sahita. It is not for ordinary people actually. Bhagavatam is for Paramahansas.
Next topic. Any question? Any point coming to mind?
There is some practical application of this verse, like the question when we preach or when we bring, like, preach new people, we can't expect them to start loving Krishna at first go. So we tell them to take shelter of knowledge, and gradually, even in devotee society, it is like after even so many years, we don't come to the level of loving Krishna. We get spaced out somewhere there.
Practical
so
application, Prabhupada has given the best.
So how we can?
They love prasad. That is only our process. We don't really praise them for knowledge, we just invite them for prasad. They love prasad, they will advance. This is ISKCON whole, is spread by prasad and kirtan. These are two things will help. Knowledge only for certain section of the devotee even community. Only some devotee community can understand really knowledge, not everybody. For everybody it is enough that they chant holy name and relish prasadam. By that, if they are purified, that's one of the purpose in fifth canto Srila Prabhupada, if they chant, if their heart is cleansed, then they will develop the taste to read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Prabhupada written the four names of the books. But he said this by chanting they will come to that. So knowledge, if we praise them for knowledge, neither they understand, they will not understand. But the main thing is Achyuta Bhava, they will come by prasad. Prabhupada said this is, he has used this potent tool.
That's
than
what
anything else.
Majority of congregation duties are,
but because of prasad they are coming, so somehow they are chanting. They are chanting, so they are advancing.
It's like we should give them some space.
Particularly Sunday the class should never be more than 25 minutes or 30 minutes, because new people, they it's not good, bigger classes are not needed. Bigger classes is for the really sincere students really to read it. For them, just the general thing that they attract them to come. And engage them in service, that is most important. If we can engage them in service, then they will advance. They are coming, how can we engage them? We should be smart enough. We just say, oh yeah, you are safe. Good. You are very expert in the PhD. Can you help me to, you know, distribute? I think you are giving nicely. Just encourage them and put them in distribution and cleaning and something. That will only help them. In Sochi, in Russia, they said they invited some outside people for Saturday and Sunday something to stay. And they gave them cutting vegetable and all these things, work, cleaning and everything. So out of philosophy and other things, they only liked the way they were engaged, which they are not doing outside. So even prasad kirtan is on one side, but if they do some work, that will actually help them advance. That's we should be expert in it, and we are not doing this in temple. Yesterday all my focus on Sunday class was, we are coming here for sadhana and service. So we should really do some sadhana and engage people in service. We do and we engage the people in service. We have this example of one very Scott, I think it was Madan Mohan Malviya or something, he went to the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to discuss something. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, anyway, I don't have time. If you can help in kitchen to clean the pots, then we can talk. So he went there and he cleaned the taki pot. And he went, by the time he finished cleaning, he came by, he said, I don't have any now doubts, and everything is clear.
Something, some senior person.
This is Madan Mohan Malviya something like that. Yeah, what a great. So this is the way, if we really engage them in service, that will help. If we need really good team of devotees, they should be really smiling, loving and getting people to do something. So from cleaning, and then to announce their name. Yes, the last Sunday, this is the person who has cleaned after everybody. He is, this is the price for him, you know. Something encourage people to do service. That will actually, engagement of the people in service can only help. In devotional service, whatever little they do, that will help. Not by knowledge, but by service. Little service, whatever they do. Somehow you inspire them. Not, they should not feel you are exploiting them or instigating. No. Even at some stage, you can say, oh, next time, you are good, what you are doing, this is your job. You can, your job you can imply in service. Yes, you are a good computer. Okay, sometime you come and help like this. But you are good, you have this good business, you are a good man, you can help us like this. So that way you use their talents in the service, that will help them more without disturbing them by more philosophy. Give up this and you cannot put this mala, you are eating. These silly things will make people run away. Engage them in service, that is more important. Then they will advance more. That's more important. So, not much philosophical discussion with new people. Prabhupada used to only philosophical discuss with the professors and some religious leaders. Ordinary people give prasad and chant Hare Krishna. That's what his whole mood was. Next verse.
Your vision is completely perfect. Your good faith is spotless. Your form in woe and situated in truthfulness. And thus you can think of fastness of the Lord in trance for the liberation of the people in general from all material bondage.
So this is the advice. Narada is giving him the advice what to do. So he has shown him the defect. And now he is giving him advice what he should do.
Too much chastising. Now it is a little positive.
Yeah. Now he said these are the defects in the any literature.
He is praising them.
Aho Mahabhaga, you are Mahabhaga. Mahabhaga means highly fortunate. Bhavan, amogha drik. Drik means vision, amogha means spotless. There's no any ignorance in your vision. Suchi sarvaha. There's a name given to some devotee, Suchi sarva. There's one devotee. He was in Bahrain for many years. Jayapitaka Maharaj called him Suchi sarva. Suchi sarva is spotless and famous, Suchi Sarvaha. Suchi means pure. Sarvaha. Satyarato. You are fixed in truthfulness. Satyarata. Satya, spiritual quality. Satya, you are in Satya. Satyarata. Satyarato dhritta vrto. Dhritta is Durva, unwavering determination. You have your woes which are unshakable woes. Dhritva, fixed in spiritual qualities. Woe of truthfulness. Oru karma, oru karmasya akhila bandha muktaye. Oru karma. The one who is, whose activities are extraordinary. Urukara means supernatural activities. Trivir karma, uru karma, uru, big karma, vikrama, uru karma. Akhila bandha muktiye, for the liberation from all bondage. Samadhina, go in trance. Anusamra, think repeatedly, anusamra. Samra, anusamra. And then describe then tata vichishtatam, various pastimes of the Lord. So two first lines are the qualities of Vyasadeva. These are the qualities of the Vyasadeva. And last two lines are the instruction to utilize those qualities for rectification of despondency of the Vyasadeva. This is what modern day communication skill, they say. First you praise somebody and then tell them what to do. That's what the system he has used. He has genuinely glorified Vyasadeva. This is something very important. Spiritual master or the leaders, they should always not become rude and, you know, emotionless and just order something, but they must appreciate and really positively find the good qualities and appreciate those and even glorify them. That's most important. Arjuna Krishna is saying, Bhartra Shabha, you are the best among the descendant of Maharaj Bhartra. So this is what Narada, the spiritual master, is glorifying the good qualities of the Vyasadeva. Why is the Mahabhaga? Why is the Mahabhaga?
Son of Parasa, father of Sukadeva Goswami, his incarnation of Lord Krishna, written so many literature, made division of Veda and
when some devotee told Prabhupada, we are most fortunate, what the Prabhupada's answer was. What was Prabhupada's answer? What did he say? I made your fortune.
Yes.
So he's Mahabhaga because he's really accepting the authority of Narada. That's really make him. Vyasa is one of the incarnation, is Shakti Vaishnavasan. He's not out of the 12 Mahajan.
Yeah.
Is Vyasa in Mahajan?
No.
No.
Yes.
Huh?
No, Narada is
there. He's not among the 12. Narada is a Mahajan.
Sukadeva Goswami is.
Sukadeva is Narada is. Vyasa is not there. So, if we have to say somebody Mahabhaga, then what it means actually is that he is accepting the authority of the Acharya. Or Gurjan, then he is good, he has a good fortune. If you bhaga, Mahabhaga means you have a God. Who gives God? Krishna? Say, Tumara Krishna Ditya Para. That's what actually the science is.
Bhag means bhagya.
Yeah, bhagya, but bhagya is, those who are Bhagavan, they are bhagyavan. And those who are dhan, they are dhanvan. They are not bhagyavan. So Vyasa is not Bhagavan because he has some wealth. He is a Bhagavan because he is getting the instruction to write Bhagavatam. That will make him really Mahabhag. So this is Mahabhag because he is going to compile Mahabhag, the Bhagavatam under the instruction of Narada Muni. Therefore he is Mahabhag. Amogadrika. Amogadrika means when you sit in Samadhi you will see things because you have vision which has no ignorance. Amogadrik, the vision is very, you have a clear vision. In other words, it's a blessing. In one sense, it's a blessing. Like the Krishna says, now you get the vision, and then you can see something. What you can see is vichishtatam. You can see the pastime. It is a kind of blessing. and you will be amoghadesh. Now there will be no hindrance to, the, to your vision. You can see the pastime of Supreme Lord. Anusamra is also anusamra, isn't it? The word is anusamra. Anusamra, which is anusamra means actually anusamra will be described in the next chapter when Narada will tell his own story. Then he will go and do that. So how to anusamra, how Narada did this samra, how he practiced this. Anusamra means follow me actually. Anusamra means follow. Anu means follow. It's not the way you want to do, you just follow. So spiritual masters tell to the disciple his own life's experience when he is pleased. So Narada will tell whole his own story. And in that how he was meditating. So that the way he should anusamra. In other words, anusamra means follow. And then when we go to the seventh chapter, first verses, then it says samahite, Narada has samahite bhakti yogena, by bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means follow somebody. So by following, he fixed his mind on Supreme Lord, Adokshaya something, the word is there. And then he saw the Supreme Lord. So this Amoghadrek, he saw everything, Supreme Lord with all his energies, and then he found the disease. He diagnosed the disease of modern, he diagnosed the disease of a conditioned soul. Then he found the remedy for that. So this here is first, so Amoghadrek and then Suchi Sharva. You are famous by your this literature, but you will be more famous among the Vaishnavas when you compile the Bhagavatam, which is a spotless Suchi, which is spotless. Bhagavatam is spotless Purana. Mahaprabhu says it is spotless Purana. Kesha, what is Mahaprabhu saying? The word is Amala Purana. Suchi, Amala Purana. So Suchi, Amala. Suji Sharva. Pure and famous. How much famous is Bhagavatam? In Mayabadis they are reciting Bhagavatam 7 days everywhere. Out of all the Bhagavatam, 99.9% are done by Mayabadis now. So it's so famous. Everybody is doing it. Though there is no result, but they are doing it. So it is very famous. And Bhagavatam has become famous. Today, which scripture is mostly publicly recited generally?
Bhagavad
Gita. Even Ramanandis, they read Ramayana, but they speak Bhagavatam. Ramayana, less, because they are singing something. Bhagavatam is the most famous spoken in India, at least. Not Bhagavad Gita much, not even Ramayana compared to. Sometimes Durga Shakti say they do show Purana, but comparatively they are say 2% as compared to Bhagavatam.
Even the villages, small small towns also, every day they read Bhagavatam. Whether they understand or not, that is not the issue. Every day they read.
So this is what it means, is a sarva, which is very famous. You become famous, everybody will read this. And this is what this Suchi sarva. And then?
Satya Vrata
means actually Vrata means completely absorbed in something. Satya is Param Satya. You will be really absorbed in absolute truth, because you will see the absolute truth afterwards. Absolute truth means Krishna along with all his energies and paraphernalia and everything. Satya Vrata. Satya Vrata. And then then Satya Vrata and
Dhritta Vrata.
Dhritta Vrata. ದೃಢ ಬರ್ತಾರೆ. ಅವರು ಕರ್ಮ ಸಮಾಧಿ ಅಂತೀವಿ. ಸೊ ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ರೀಡ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಪಸ್.
People in general have a taste for literatures by instinct. They want to hear and read from authorities something about the unknown, but their taste is exploited by unfortunate literatures which are full of subject matter of satisfaction of the material senses. Such literatures contain different kinds of mundane poems and philosophical speculations, more or less under the influence of Maya, ending in sense gratification. These literatures, although worthless in the true sense of the term, are variously decorated to attract the attention of less intelligent men. Thus, the attracted living entities are more and more entangled in material bondage without hope for liberation for thousands and thousands of generations. Sri Naradrusi, being best amongst the Vaishnavas, is compassionate towards such for unfortunate victims of worthless literatures. And thus, he advises Sri Dasadev to compose transcendental literature which is not only attractive, but can also actually bring liberation from all kinds of bondage. So Vyasadeva or his representatives are qualified because they are highly trained to see things in true perspective. So Vyasadeva and his representatives are pure in thought due to their spiritual enlightenment, fixed in their boast due to their devotional service, and determined to deliver the fallen souls rotting in material activities. The fallen souls are very eager to receive noble informations every day, and the transcendentalists like Vyasadeva and Narada can supply such eager people in general with unlimited news from the spiritual world. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that the material world is only a part of the whole creation and that this earth is only a fragment of the whole material world. There are thousands and thousands of literary works all over the world, and they have created many, many thousands of literary works for the information of the people in general for thousands and thousands of years. Unfortunately, none of them have brought peace and tranquility on the earth. This is due to a spiritual vacuum in those literatures. Therefore, the Vedic literatures, especially in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavat, are specifically recommended to suffering humanity to bring about the desired effect of liberation from the pangs of material civilization, which is eating the vital part of human energy. The Bhagavad Gita is the spoken message of the Lord Himself, recorded by Vyasadeva. In Srimad Bhagavatam is the transcendental narration of the activities of the same Lord Krishna, which alone can satisfy the hankering desires of the living being for eternal peace and liberation from miseries. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore is meant for all the living beings all over the universe for total liberation from all kinds of material bondage. Such transcendental narrations of the pastimes of the Lord can be described only by liberated souls like Vyasadeva and his bona fide representatives, who are completely merged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Only to such devotees do the pastimes of law, their transcendental nature, become automatically manifest by dint of devotional service. No one else can either know or describe the acts of the Lord, even if they speculate on the subjects for many, many years. The descriptions of the Bhagavatam are so precise and accurate that whatever has been predicted in Sri literature about 5,000 years ago is not exactly happening. Therefore, the vision of the author comprehends past, present and future. Such liberated persons as Vyasadeva are perfect not only by the power of vision and wisdom, but also in oral reception, in thinking, feeling and all other sense activities. A liberated person possesses perfect senses. With perfect senses only can one serve the sense proprietor Hrishikesh, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore is the perfect description of the all-perfect personality of Godhead by the all perfect personalities of Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Vedas.
This is a lengthy purport. We should, now time is over, but we should just have a small portion and analyze everything. Listen, here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is more. Love for Achyuta is most cherished by you, since it is topmost. Mahabhag is the meaning of Mahabhag. The love for Achyuta is most cherished by you, since it is topmost. There is attained by chanting and hearing the name, pastime, etc. The name of Ram and Krishna's are famous. How are his pastime attractive to you? Please teach the world about those pastimes. Your knowledge is useful, Amoghadrik. Your character is pure, Suchi Sarva. You are devoted to truth, Satyavart. And determined in your woes, Dhritavartaha. Remember with fixed attention, Samadhina, the various pastime of the Lord which gives liberation for all people, or give liberation from all bondage. The word remember is used because the pastime appears spontaneously in the pure mind, filled with devotion. Since they are all self-revealing, infinite, most confidential, and impossible to speak or receive by any other means. After recollection of pastime, please recite them to us. One must also have productive knowledge and pure character. It cannot be otherwise, because you are a person with pure eyes, Amoghadrik, and with pure ears, Suchi Sarva. Another meaning of Suchi Sarva, pure ears. You have seen some pastime with your eyes and heard some with your ears, because Vyasa is contemporary of Krishna. He has seen and he has also heard. The whole Bhagavad Gita he has compiled and Mahabharata, and he has written so much in Mahabharata about Krishna. So you have heard about and you have seen it. It is there. An attached mind, Satyavrata, attached mind, Satyavrata. Determined intelligence, Dhritavrata. Dhriti is intelligence. You should remember with concentrated attention at this moment some very confident pastimes which cannot be seen or heard but which you have observed. After remembering them, please tell them to us. Anusamara is the second person instead of saying one should remember because of the distinctiveness of the statement. So this, this is
wonderful.
This is the thing is that you can, the pastime can appear within your mind because it's pure. You have these qualifications. Your mind is pure. Your ears are pure. Suchi Sarva. And one meaning is you have ears which are pure to receive the knowledge. It's not contaminated things entering in your ears. You are only here. So these are.
So anybody who wants to make those pastimes appear in the individual, they have to follow this.
Yeah, this is something. This is what Rupa Goswami. They have all these pastimes revealing in their heart, and they have written the pastimes which are not in the books. There are so many sadhus. They have pastimes which are not in the books. They are just revealed to them because they have the right frame of mind, and you know, they are ready to hear. There are many such wonderful pastimes.
Cannot come otherwise.
They're more confidential. So the whole purpose, Srila Prabhupada's purpose is that people should focus on understanding Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. That will really help. All other literatures are not going to free them from the miseries in present or liberation afterwards. This is what the whole purpose is, simply based on this one point that whatsoever literature people may read, but there's no possibility of liberation as getting free from suffering. That's underlying they come to the understanding of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, which is in one sense it is a realized scriptures. And Vyasadeva is writing Bhagavatam after realization. It's not a paperwork or pen work, it's a realization. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna is speaking himself, so this is a realized knowledge. This knowledge will immediately change the heart of the people, not the knowledge which is in the books generally. But then the most other important point is that if the person is speaking is of the caliber of Vyasadeva or Sukhdev, then the results will be more quicker and positive results. So the second part is more. The scripture may be potent, but the speaker is not really potent, then the result would not be perfect. So, the next verse is about. Anyway, if you have a whole week for that,
question. That the Vyasadeva was having possessing all the qualities, like he was completely perfect, his film is spotless, he is forming his vows and everything, all other things. But it is not that he was not possessing the qualities before he was meeting with Narada.
You have all the qualities, but somebody has to tell you. This is actually a secret of the spiritual life. The disciples have a quality, but they don't know what they have. Unless the spiritual master, you know, like the diamonds are there in the, it is just like a stone for ordinary people. Only the one who is a expert, he can pick up and say, this is a diamond. He said, oh no, shine it and then it will really shine. So we don't know really what qualities we have. Somebody observe us and find out and engage us in that. Then that will bring us to the perfection actually. It's not the qualities are in us, but somebody has to really. Hanuman has the power to go 100 yojan, but somebody has to remind him. So something like that. We have some qualities, but no, we don't know.
Maybe we have all the qualities. Maybe we may have all the qualities.
Sachidanand, Atma is Sachidanand, everybody's Atma is Sachidanand. How much dirt is on that, as much as we. You know, as much as we start cleaning the heart, the things will reveal. We don't know how many qualities. This is when we hear this Peter crazy story. He was coming as a crazy man, Prabhupada, and they used to call him Peter crazy, but then he became a Kushkrita and he has translated the Sandarbha and all these books. Nobody can imagine how he can run, how Prabhupada picked him up that one day he will die like that. Even the sannyasis, they are reading his books and they were calling him Peter crazy. So this is the spiritual master's expertise, that he really pick up somebody and he find out this is a gem. So Narad Muni said, no, you have all these qualities, you can write this Bhagavatam and that will make the whole world really, there will be revolution in the whole world. So the qualities are there, but somebody has to utilize them. So those who are regular members, it's better 3 or 4 verses, give 1 verse to each one, and then they should come up prepared. Because Prabhupada's lectures and most of these verses, Prabhupada's lectures are there. So each one person should come up and find, he should present his presentation about that verse. Then the second will do that. That way you have to do little homework and come. That will help you more, better I think. I can see verse 13. There's a lecture on 13 verse also. Srila Prabhupada's lecture on verse 13 is there. Yes, New Vrindavan. 14, 15, all these verses as lecture. 17, 18, 19, 20 as no lecture. So, it's better now divide those who are regulars, they should take the verse, who will come up with 14 verses, what Prabhupada lecture. There are some things which are really not connected with the verse and purport, but they are giving some idea what time Prabhupada is speaking, at that time what was the world opinion about something, and he just says something in reference to that. This is a practical application of some things, particularly at that time. So everybody should just read one verse, 14 this person, 15 this devotee, and 3 verses. I mean, the way we are going, it will not take 3 verses. But these are important verses, otherwise 10 verses usually we do in 2 hours.
We also thought that.
Yeah, but it's 2 hours you can do 10 verses, but it's not like this.
There are a few important verses, that's why we call it a little slow.
These are more important. So it's just, they should just want to come, and then others should ask questions. So the whole idea should be to make them preachers, how they can preach. Hare Krishna. 9:32 की जय मेरे को कौन छोड़ेगा उसके घर इसके मुरली पे वो घर जाना मेरे को वो नहीं चाहता मैं फोन उसका है ना बार बार फोन आ रहा है
Hare Krishna.